By God's grace, January 15. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. In many of His parables, Christ uses the expression, the kingdom of heaven, to designate the work of divine grace upon the hearts of men. The kingdom of grace was instituted immediately after the fall of man, when a plan was devised for the redemption of the guilty race. It then existed in the purpose and by the promise of God, and through faith, men could become its subjects. The exercise of force is contrary to the principles of God's government. He desires only the service of love. To know God is to love Him. His character must be manifested in contrast to the character of Satan. This work only one being in all the universe could do. Only he who knew the height and depth of the love of God could make it known. The plan for our redemption was not an afterthought, a plan formulated after the fall of Adam. It was a revelation of the mystery which hath been kept in silence through times eternal, RV. It was an unfolding of the principles that from eternal ages have been the foundation of God's throne. God did not ordain that sin should exist, but He foresaw its existence, and made provision to meet the terrible emergency. So great was His love for the world, that He covenanted to give His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As soon as there was sin, there was a Savior. Christ knew that He would have to suffer, yet He became man's substitute. As soon as Adam sinned, the Son of God presented Himself as surety for the human race, with just as much power to avert the doom pronounced upon the guilty as when He died upon the cross of Calvary. What love! What amazing condescension! The King of Glory proposes to humble Himself to fallen humanity. He would place His feet in Adam's steps. He would take man's fallen nature, and engage to cope with the strong foe who triumphed over Adam. He would overcome Satan, and in thus doing He would open the way for the redemption from the disgrace of Adam's failure and fall, of all those who would believe on Him.